Hello, friends! Welcome back to the Lateral Line Podcast, where we serve up weekly fishing reports, news, and tips to help you catch more fish. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Welcome back to another edition of our East Coast and Chesapeake Bay Saltwater Fishing Reports. This is your fishing report for the week of January 25th, 2024. Man, it's been cold. Fishing in the Northeast is almost non-existent, and it brings us all the way down the coast this week, starting in Delaware, where we get our first fishing report out of Old Inlet Bait and Tackle. And the report is this: even hardcore tog fishermen haven't been out because of the Arctic weather, so not a lot of things happening in and around Delaware or Indian River Inlet. But there has been some action in Maryland and Virginia's Chesapeake Bay. There are some really big striped bass around. They've been harder to locate than in the past month, but they are there. And I saw some reports from Captain Walleye Pete of Four Seasons Guide Service. I talked to Greg Shute of iFish Maryland. And I saw a pretty awesome report from Captain Jamie of Eastern Shore Light Tackle Charters. The incredible part was looking at the fish finder, and they're just stacked with big rockfish. It's pretty amazing. They're jigging these fish on plastic jigs. Your hands are going to get cold, but you'll get warmed up once you hook one of these big ones on a jig like that. So plastics probably from half to an ounce, and swimmers or any sort of plastic that's going to mimic a medium-sized bait is going to get you hooked up. Another report in from the middle and lower Maryland Chesapeake Bay from Captain Ron at JLS Light Tackle Guide Service wrote in, "The Chesapeake Bay has seen better than usual winter fishing this year due to the migratory fish coming in the bay in mass a little earlier than usual. The last week or so, we were hit with some really cold temps and snow in the middle bay, which did slow things down a little bit. This week, we're seeing a warming trend, and the wind is allowing us to fish. Each day, we're catching really nice fish over 40 inches, and I suspect as the water warms with the warm weather and the water temps rise above 40 degrees again, the fishing should get really good. Most of the fish are being caught on artificial jigs, but a few guys are having success with trolling as well." That's our report from Captain Ron at JLS Light Tackle Fishing. If you decide to get out and hunt for these big stripers, you want to look pretty much south of the Choptank River down all the way down to Point Lookout and even just south of Tangier Island. I got some reports that there were some decent fish down there as well. They're not absolutely evident. Sometimes you might see some birds on them, or you may just see a few gannets here or there, and you just got to stop and hunt for them or look for them on the ledges. But they are there, and when you do hook into these monsters, they're awesome. Lining flash are the obvious, but I'll say it anyway. Make sure that you bring some warm clothes, and if you have one of those chiller killers, I highly recommend bringing that out there. One of my most recent additions to my cold weather arsenal has been a heated vest. This thing is amazing. You can Google them, find them on the internet, but the battery lasts me on a cold day fishing probably 5 hours, and it's the difference between night and day, to be honest with you. It heats the pocket so your hands are warm, and it just makes you comfortable. So highly recommend you look into getting one of those. Moving into the Virginia waters, I had a good conversation with Captain Ben Shepherd of Above Average Sport Fishing. He isn't fishing right now, but he's got a big pulse on what's happening in and around CBBT area, inshore and offshore. And he confirmed that there are some big stripers around. Most of the fishing that is at all happening is catch and release inside the CBT. And there are some people searching for them outside the CBBT. Most of the guys have not been doing light tackle or fly fishing that we've talked to. They've been slow trolling eels. So there's some big fish out there and guys are catching them, but you're going to have to put in the time and brave the weather. The fishing report from Green Top Sporting Goods pretty much echoes what Captain Ben said. They said big rockfish are still available inside the bay for catch and release only. Live eels are usually best for big fish and usually easy to get. The tog bite remains good both inside the bay and offshore structures. The biggest tog tend to be caught from the ocean, but solid keepers are still available inside the bay on cover. This is a good option for smaller vessels. Speckled trout is still being caught in the bay tributaries like the Elizabeth River, James River, and some smaller tributaries. A few warm sunny days in a row can draw specks on shallow mudflats along with bait. Slow presentations with smaller baits is usually best. Spotting the bait fish that are present can be really helpful to match the size of lures needed. A few reports of bluefin tuna have been made, but February is typically the great month for bluefin, and the bluefin are a little bit further down, which we will get to in the North Carolina report. That's your wrap-up for the Maryland and Virginia Chesapeake Bay. Let's move down the coast and get to North Carolina, where it's a little bit warmer and there's some decent fishing. Got some reports out of Oregon Inlet that when the boats get out, it looks like the bluefin bite down there has turned on. They've caught a few big bluefin over the past week, one up to 580 pounds. So things are looking good down there, and we should have some more reports with some good fishing days for next week's report. Some good reports coming in a little further down the coast in North Carolina from Hatteras Harbor Marina, where I've got reports from the last 2 days, and the bluefin tuna bite is on down there. I didn't see how many exactly were released, but it looked like a bunch of really nice-sized fish were brought to the docks. And I also got a report of some good black sea bass being caught. And then this is earlier this week, I think Monday or Tuesday, there were some good releases of king mackerel as well. So bluefin, king mackerel, the story down a little bit further on the coast out of Hatteras. And that's a wrap for the fishing reports this week. Thanks for tuning in. One quick thing before you go. If you're a striped bass fisherman and you are interested to learn, is the striped bass population really in trouble? Check out the previous episode where I have a good conversation with Captain John McMurray of One More Cast Charters, fishes out of New York. And we discuss if it really is in trouble or not. Give it a listen and you decide. Again, thanks for listening. If any of your fishing friends would enjoy these reports, please pass it along. It keeps this show going. Until next week, stay warm and good fishing. Hey, real quick before you go, please hit follow on your podcast player. It'll make sure that you don't miss any future episodes, and it helps support our show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.